AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. With a new round of talks set for tomorrow, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country could declare neutrality to secure peace and consider a compromise on contested areas in the country's east. In the fighting, Ukrainian troops are claiming progress against Russian forces, retaking a suburb of the capital, as well as another town in eastern Ukraine. President Biden is standing by his weekend statement that Russia's President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power.
Since Saturday, White House officials have been clarifying that the president was not talking about regime change in Moscow. He says he was expressing moral outrage over Putin's conduct in Ukraine, with millions fleeing the violence to neighboring Poland.
I just come from being with those families.
And his remarks were more an aspiration than a foreign policy goal.
People like this shouldn't be ruling countries, but they do. The fact they do, but doesn't mean I can't express my outrage about it.
And says he's neither walking back the comment nor apologizing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon may need more budget funding to help Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that.
Officials say the Pentagon may need to request additional money from Congress to fund support for Ukraine's battle against Russia's invasion. Officials say the additional money would include restocking America's arsenal for weapons sent to Ukraine. The Defense Department's $773 billion budget request for fiscal 2023 was finalized before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. has sent Stinger and Javelin missiles, body armor, and other equipment to Ukraine. Additionally, the U.S. has been sending troops, aircraft, and other weapons to NATO's eastern flank. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has set a vote for next week on Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court. It would then go to the full Senate. This is AP News.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? Uh-oh. Richard.
Chris Rock with the joke that set things off at last night's Oscars.
Oh, wow.
Will Smith got up on stage and slapped him.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your...
Now the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences is launching a formal review of the incident. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
The Motion Picture Academy says it condemns Will Smith's actions and will explore consequences in accordance with its bylaws, standards of conduct, and California law. The Los Angeles Police Department says it is aware of a slapping incident at the Oscars, but the person involved has declined to file a police report. Smith later apologized to the Academy when he won the Best Actor Award, but did not mention Rock.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.